Okay, yeah, thank you, Dr. Perry and Dr. Aldrady. I appreciate that. And thank you, of course, for coming today, despite that photo that was on the posters. You know, you're braver than I. I stayed away if I'd seen that. Do you notice sort of a, you know that word bug? You have to be careful how you say that word. But like a miasma in this room right now, sort of a heaviness. You know, there was a meeting here just 24 hours ago of department chairs and deans. And I think, you know, there's something left of that. You know, sort of a bureaucratic haze. But we'll do our best. I will do my best today to dispel that. The little part of applied linguistics that I'm interested in tracing the development of is the instruction of new ESL teachers. I want to briefly look at how this has changed over my time in the field over the last 10 or 15 years, what's changed and what maybe hasn't changed, and pull in some of the contemporary research on what moves teachers, what do teachers need. And I confine myself here, I want to repeat again, to ESL teachers of adults. I'm not dealing with kids here. I know there are such things as kids, but I know nothing really about how to deal with them. And I don't want to overrate the importance of teacher training here and blow this up as the be-all and end-all of how language learners get by. Teaching English in the Lower Mainland... Oh, sorry, can't call it Lower Mainland anymore, is it? Didn't it change overnight to Metro Vancouver?
Why?
I don't know. Anyway, it's a huge enterprise in the Lower Mainland, and teacher training is just one small part of it. I mean, this is the facilities, material, assessment, all these things are huge. Just the same, I'm very disappointed that my counterparts at other tertiary institutions are not able to take part in a forum in May that would deal with how to mentor practicum students. Nevertheless, everyone's busy, I guess. Enough of that. You know Polonius? You know Polonius, right? You remember what he said? Brevity is the soul of wit. So, on I go. Well, one big change from a decade ago is the explosion in the number of institutions that purport to teach new ESL teachers. Back in the mid to late 90s, SF.